Item eight, reports. 8A is trustee reports on meetings, seminars, and conferences. I can't recall any meetings or conferences since the last board meeting, but any trustee reports?
I did attend a due diligence visit with Leonard Crane with the investment team in Los Angeles. And I can't report on the details of that, but it was an excellent session. Being there allowed me to see our investment team in action, which I really appreciate, and just continues to build confidence in the team that we have. And so it's a privilege to be there, so thanks.
Yeah, I was scheduled to go to one of those two sessions and had to bail out at the last minute on Thursday group, so I missed that opportunity, but I wholeheartedly agree. If board members have the opportunity to attend a due diligence session, it's fascinating. You learn a lot in a very short period of time about a particular investment, but to David's point, you see our staff in action. You get a real feel for that interaction and the Q&A that goes on. It's invaluable. So,
and it also helps to, you know, going back to understanding fiduciary rules and so forth, it helps us to understand the investments that we're potentially going to be involved in, and that we can bring that experience and knowledge to our work on the board and so forth. So very helpful.
All right. Any other trustee reports or thoughts? Hearing none, staff, Christina.
So I know previously we talked about doing a member portal demonstration during an open session, but because of the proprietary information that SagTech has in the portal, we can't bring it to a public meeting. So if you would like to see the portal, please reach out to Colin and we can set up a meeting so you can view what the members will see when they log into their own portals. And then also we have something that we're starting in 2026 for our new retirees, so our individuals that retire when they submit their application, they're going to be getting some welcome to retirement type of goodies. And Erica and Stephanie are passing out some of the stuff, but what you'll find in the bag is a Cicera cup, a seatbelt grabber that I actually saw at a C-Rate conference. So it's easier to grab on your seatbelt instead of reaching over. And then some Cicera stickers and a card that will give them something they can put on their refrigerator that has their payroll dates now that they're on payroll as a retiree. So we also brought bags for each of the board members so that you can see what the new retirees will be getting.
Yeah. So I want to go back to, actually, thank you, Christine. I want to go back to 8A because I failed to mention, I don't know how I could have done that. Jerry and I attended the December holiday banquet and activities held at the conference center on December, what was it,
19th,
whatever, yeah. I'll tell you that was, I would encourage everybody, I realize it's a tough time of year and scheduling is tough, but I was able to be there for a couple hours. It's fascinating, really, really enjoyable, and I learned, within our Cicero group, you just never know what you're going to get surprised with. We had a musical presentation that featured folks in the room, including Christina to my left, just absolutely knocked us out in terms of the musical performance and just the creativity that gets expressed. It's well worth it. So anyway, I failed to mention that. I apologize. But it was really enjoyable. I appreciated it. I appreciate the invitation to us to go, and I would encourage everybody, if you have time, to do that, because it was well worth it. and I was really proud of our staff and our group. It was really heartwarming. So I apologize for not mentioning that in trustee reports, but hopefully I've made up for that. So now, were there any other staff reports? Sorry to interrupt you. I took you out of 8B. So the swag bag is, so the cup was, so we saw these cups at the holiday party, and of course I expressed a great longing to have them. So, and we also got some stickers, so it was very cool, but this is a great idea. All right.
And I'm concerned about the value of this, do I have to declare on my tax return?
No, it's very low value. No, it's worth a lot.
There you go.
It's just not monetarily.
I would add to Scott's comments that, you know, I sometimes struggle to explain to my wife what we do in Cicero. So we finally saw some real live action that brought home an activity that they'd set up.
Yeah.
Where you put these little, diamond art. And when I brought it home to my wife, she took it, she said, "That's what you do with success." The good news is it's up on our refrigerator, right next to all the artwork done by our grandkids. And she thinks that's what I do, which is probably just as well.
All right, any other trustee comments? Thank you, Jerry.
Just so I'm sorry, for member portal, are we thinking like doing a Zoom call for trustees or?
We could do that. You could come in. We'll work it out just based on your schedule and what works best for you and anyone else that wants to do it.
So I'm glad Dennis asked about that. I'm not clear what the proprietary issue is with a demonstration here, but I'm hoping we can revisit that. I don't want to be difficult, but I think it would be nice to have at least some ability to have a public presentation of, clearly it'd be a dummy portal, right? It would be a fictitious employee and all that. But I think it seems like we could overcome proprietary concerns in terms of being able to demo it for everybody while we're here.
Can we do it in closed session?
We're not able to do it in closed session. It doesn't fall under any of the items allowed in closed session because we did look at that as well.
What if we threaten legal action against them? I'm kidding.
Well, I get it. Yeah.
But it's going to be basic stuff that the employee is going to see that is going to be the public can see. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know what we're trying to hide.
Yeah, I'm just, I appreciate, you know, there's always nuance to this stuff, and I'm sure I'm overlooking something basic in what the concern is from Sagittec. But, capital B, I think that we ought to be able to present in some form an example of how the portal works, either, you know, as I say, using a fictitious employee and assumptions and all that, just to give us a sense, right? You know, without having to do individual, nothing wrong with individual effort on trustees, we all do it, but it seems like this would be a good place to do it, and we could do it in a public way. The public would also have visibility to it. So I don't know, I guess I would encourage us to have another conversation with Sagittec to see if there's a way around whatever their concerns are. And then hopefully we can revisit that.
They are comfortable with screenshots, so we could do screenshots in public session. I guess it's just the navigating through and
seems
how the different things work that way.
And
sounds
you're not showing the coding behind all of that.
That's
right. Say, type in your name here.
Yeah,
that's proprietary.
Yeah, this is what I was thinking. Unless their product has something so extraordinary that nobody else does, and they're afraid the competitor will see it. But again, I mean, they're not going to show the code, so that's interesting. what they think there is so, proprietary that they cannot even show.
Yeah, I can definitely talk to them again. Where I've gotten them with screenshots, but we'll see if we can push on them a little more.
Yeah, I think that where there's a will, there's a way. So. Anyway, if they can be encouraged, that would be great. Any other comments or items on staff reports, trustee report?
I volunteered to help look through that as sort of a tester, as a member and board member. I worked with Christina and Colin to get in. I found it to be very interesting. I think I had a little bit of hopefully useful feedback to, I know what's going on and what we're intending to see as members and administrators of the program, but I know members might not know the same things, and trying to help bridge that gap to make it more clear. That was the main thing that I hope we can, you know, improve upon, even if it's just masks or little explanations, so that, you know, when you look at your pay code, you're like, well, what's all this? And it's like, this is built into the formula. I struggle to, you know, I'm no lawyer. I struggle to see what would be proprietary in terms of the information that was present, but perhaps the screenshots could assuage their concerns, even if it's just a lot of them. To almost make it work like you're clicking through.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the proprietary aspect. I mean, I don't do code. I don't want to read code. And I don't see that as being maybe effective for purposes of demonstrating it. So if there's a way we can work through not having to have anything revealed, but be able to see a more formative demonstration, that's what I'm aiming for. And if I'm being unreasonable, so be it. But I think that's a fair ask. So hopefully they can find a way. If not, we can invite them back and we can talk about it.
But I also think you will need to somehow demo it or train all the members, right? I mean, retirees. So how is that going to happen?
Yeah, so the screenshots, there will be like step-by-step screenshots that are on the website.
All right.
Do our members need to sign an NDA when they use it? I'm still confused. Right?
This poor horse is writhing on the ground right now. Yeah.
It's pixelated and voice modulated. It'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Are we good? All right. So with that, I think...